Yeah. I don't know. It has no taillights or nothing. The wiring underneath the fender going to the taillights and stuff's melted. I don't know why he can't just, you know, change out the wiring, cut off the bad section, and you know, and just put, you know, splice some new wire in there. And then the thing will be rideable. I told him with the wiring back there like that, you ain't gonna have no tail light or brake light or none. He goes, yeah, it doesn't have either. I said, so you can't ride it on the street. Somebody gonna slam into your ass. Excuse my language. I told him, I said, all you gotta do, man, is go under there, you know, jack the bike up a little bit so the wheel comes away from the fender, you know, the suspension drops, and just get under there and cut the bad section out, and it's only three or four wires, just cut the bad section out and resplice, and then there you go, you should have it. I'd like to know how the hell it melted, how that caught on fire under the fender. I'd sure like to know that, unless it rubbed up the hot wire rubbed up against a piece of metal of the fender and it cut into it. That'd be about the only thing, because the fuse in the bike is still good. It's not boiled or nothing. But yeah, they had me on the phone trying to get it to run. It ain't been ran in years. And man, I got him, her, and I don't know, three other guys in the background. I can't get a word in edgewise. Everybody's, it was like, you know, finally I had to yell at him. I told him, I said, you guys got to shut up, man. You want my help, then shut up and do what I say. You know, if you want to get it started, well, then you got to listen to me. Why'd you call me? Then, you know, if you're not going to listen to me, then don't call me. You know, go ahead and have at it.